Okay, seeing none, I have a few. This month, I have had the opportunity to attend a couple of conferences. One is the National Water Supply Alliance that talks quite simply about water supply. The other is the National Waterways Conference, which is a discussion of water supply, flooding and ports and other such things. Some of the things that came up that I think you might find interesting is that first of all, a discussion of waters of the United States. And to be quite honest with you, I'm not sure anybody knows what a water of the United States is anymore. And there's an enormous legal and regulatory arm wrestling match going on associated with that. And it's also my understanding that anything that may have been already approved by the Trump administration is already back up for total reconsideration as to whether or not it is waters of the U.S. So there's quite a struggle going on there. The other thing is the concept of environmental justice. It seems to have come up over and over and over again in all of these conferences. One of the things that concerns me a little bit about it is that no one knows how to define it. And so at this particular point, there's a whole bunch of folks in Washington that are trying to figure out how do you define areas that qualify for environmental justice. One additional thing which I found fairly interesting is apparently the Corps is dabbling with something called forecast informed reservoir operations, and that, best I can tell, makes it somewhat of a fungible type of thing as to how these reservoirs are allocated. And also, as best I can see, is that in some instances, they may experiment a little bit on the West Coast and East Coast with doing reservoir releases because they think it might rain. And that's a very, very concerning concept as far as that goes, because it just is. I remain interested in the coordination of flood mitigation planning with water supply planning. As I mentioned, the Texas Water Conservation Association has a subcommittee that has gathered associated with that. I know we have to do that comparison, and I'm still a little unclear as to how that's going to work. I can tell you that I can go off on about a 10 or 15 minute rant about how I think it should work. But that's one of the things that I think we need some guidance from you, Sam. And to be quite honest with you, Reich, I think we need a little bit of guidance from you as to what you meant by that. So you might pass that on to Reem. And again, that is very, very concerning. One of the things that I wanted to point out is that on some of these reservoirs that we've talked about utilizing for flood control, realizing that water supply planning pays 100% of the cost of that right now, I'm interested to see what the proposal would be as to how that would be paid for flooding. Let's see. One last thing I have for you is that I won't be in attendance at the July meeting. And Alicia, I think you've already indicated that. Did you indicate you will be?
I will be, yes.
Okay. All right. So I will not be present at the July meeting, and I just wanted to let you all know as soon in advance as you could.